6:15.
Okay.
Yikes, man, that automatic. Call this city council meeting to order at this time. Let's start with roll call.
Councilmember Parsons. Mayor Adams.
Here.
Councilmember Banks.
Here.
Councilmember Budashevsky.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings. Councilmember Kaiser.
Here.
Councilmember LaRoche.
Here.
And we'll go back. Councilmember Parsons.
Here.
You have a quorum.
All right. Let's rise to the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have an agenda with two items on it. Looking for a motion to pass that agenda. Go ahead, Nancy.
I'll make a motion to pass the agenda.
Okay, Brendan.
I second that motion.
All right, all members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All say nay. Motion carries. First item is the Crystal City Code. Christy is here to, she's not here. Go ahead, Kim. Kim is here to address the council.
I'm doing it all today. So this is the reading of the ordinance, the second reading of the ordinance to establish the wards for the city of Crystal in relation to the discussions that we had on March 10th as well as March 15th regarding redistricting.
Any questions for Kim on this? Seeing none, looking for a motion on this. Brendan?
Make a motion to approve the ordinance amending the Crystal City Code subsection 205.05 regarding wards. Right.
Thank you. John, go ahead.
I second that motion.
All right. All members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was like, did I do something wrong?
No, Kim got it in my mind that this should be one of the fastest meetings ever.
No.
But I don't know if we can do that. We've had fast ones. All right. Second item is similar.
It is similar. So now that you've approved the wards, we can go ahead and pass a resolution now as reestablishing the precinct boundaries and polling places within the city. So if you recall, just as a refresher, the city previously before we passed this had 11 precincts. And now with this one, we will be going to 5 precincts and we will have 4 polling places. And we recommend approval.
Any questions on that one?
Just a quick clarification for those who might be looking at the map, and you may have said it at last meeting, I apologize, but where boundaries are right on the street, those on the, say for instance, let me do an example here. Ward 1, Precinct 1, and I can't read that. I think it's Maryland.
I think that's the old map. No, it's not.
That's a new map. But you see where the two colors line up. So that Douglas. Means someone on the...
Douglas Drive, for instance?
Yeah, let's try Douglas. Thank you, John. So if you're on the west side of the street, you are in Ward 1. If you're on the east side, you're Ward 2. Same with the horizontal streets, like north, south, and east, west, right?
Correct.
Okay.
To a certain extent, because then it changes, obviously, at 38th, right? And then, then again, moves over to Markwood and then Hampshire. I mean, so, but for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like on 38th, the north side would be Ward 2. 1 and the south side of that street on 38th would be Ward 2.
Right.
So I'm just assuming yeah.
the drawing line or yeah, the street. Line yeah. is the street.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to clarify for people.
All right. Yeah. Any other questions? Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, I'll make a motion if there aren't any. I'll make a motion to adopt the following resolution reestablishing precinct boundaries and polling places within the city.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
I second that motion.
All right. All members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carries.
All right. You do it.
Anybody? Brendan?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Denied.
So John seconds.
I second that motion.
All members in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion carries. We are adjourned.